We back, baby.
Yes, sir.
It's another one.
In the building.
Word. The all-star cast and that.
Trust me.
All-star cast, you know.
Trust.
Should you do intros? You might as well do intros.
Alright, cool. Alright, go.
It's your boy Iris, top shooter, art dealer. TCF Triple, you already know. Hayland FC, hopefully these boys do it. Do me proud again tonight. It's Monday night, so hopefully you guys are listening to us. There's another 3 points collected. But, Hip Hop Ultra, that's me, man.
I heard up. It's your boy Max, aka Max Ryan, aka Manchester here, aka Nick without headphones, aka. You already know what time it is. Head Honcho the Puppies in the Association. Bro, listen. I'm a Drake fan. What do you want me to do?
More to the fan at this point.
Bro, it's a fan thing. AKA back outside, boys. AKA him feelings, man. We're here, man. And we got a special guest in the building, man. Yes. What are we saying? He wants to go first to introduce themselves. He wants to go.
I can't do an intro. I always try to
Do it. Yeah, been here before, innit? Been here before.
You already know what it is with the Slime Boys again.
Trust.
Hops. You know, Crave Retrospective Episode 1 out now.
Go trust, check that out. Trust.
Just me, man. Nice and calm.
Come on.
Yeah.
With the Slime team, for sure. It's your boy Six from the DTM podcast. And yeah, man, we're going to get into some good conversations today.
Trust. What were you all saying though? How are you feeling today? So, how are you feeling, Storm?
So the plan of action is obviously Getz has dropped his album. What's it called? On Purpose, For Purpose?
Yeah, that's the one.
Mount Rushmore.
We're starting there, yeah?
We're starting there.
That's so crazy. Okay.
You know what, yeah? If we kind of take the premise that this is the Mount Rushmore, then let's say this is your top three. I don't think it's a bad top three.
Okay.
But isn't Mount Rushmore four people?
For eggs, yeah.
For
yeah.
one. So yeah. I thought, okay, you put Skepta in there. Whatever, cool. Take the three we have. When I saw the cover, I was thinking, okay, this is going to be fire. Like, produced by Mill. Obviously, Mill is one of my favourite producers in the country right now. You get into it now, and I don't... It's weird, because it kind of gave... Big In The Fire vibes, even through the beat as well. And I think I would say I liked Kano's part a lot. I like Getz's part quite a bit.
Okay.
Reg's part was all right.
All right. What?
It was all right.
Okay. Okay.
This is interesting. I weren't expecting you to say that.
Why was it all right?
I feel like when you have a beat that kind of says the same about the song, you have to be a bit more captivating. I feel like Kano, the way he approached the beat was just a lot more interesting to me. Do you know what I mean? In terms of the change of the cadences and the flows.
Did we listen to the same song?
I think he was barring. That's
crazy.
I think he was barring. I don't think anyone here was bad, but I do think what I was left with more was Kano's verse.
So who do you think went hardest on the track? You think Kano?
I think Kano.
And then second, who's second to you?
I think between Getz and Wretch, it's kind of even. And you know what, I like the things Getz was saying about like his mum and dad and stuff like that. Right. I didn't fuck with that. But I think it's even. Let me not show on Wretch too much. But I did. Maybe because Wretch was last. It was kind of like, I already had the first. I don't know. Wow. And maybe because it kind of went into, what is it called? The song with Sampha, kind of seamlessly. Do you know what I mean? So. Yeah.
Did you like that transition?
Though? I didn't.
I didn't like it either.
I think Getz has done this on his last album as well, where he's trying to do this whole like seamless type of thing. Yeah. I just don't think it worked for the songs he had here compared to Conflict of Interest. But it's a good song. It's a good song. Better than In The Fire. I'll tell you that. I don't remember your hate.
So I think Wretch smoked everyone.
Damn, okay.
100%.
Okay.
And also, I didn't get the title with what they were talking about.
Okay. Yeah.
Because they were all talking about kind of like making it through. To be honest, it makes sense to an extent in terms of like making it through like they're growing up and how, do you know what I'm saying, how they maneuvered through the, what they maneuvered through and whatnot to make it to where they are. But yeah, I don't think the song title didn't match what they were rapping about.
I think it was more the people on the track.
And then that was the other issue. How did you let Get spin you like that? In my head, in my head, Wretch spun everyone. I think it was Wretch, Kano, and then Getz.
Okay, fair.
That's how it went. And for me, Getz, I was just like, bro. It was like, I was so confused. I had to jack it because when I heard the, Wretch verse, and then I was like, bro. Yeah. Did you not deep what was going on at the end of the song?
No, but do you know what it is for me? I feel like, naturally, features, you get features on your songs to keep up with you or outdo you.
Especially when there's those type of
artists. Yeah, exactly. But so you're going to have
that. Maybe you didn't think, oh, I'm going to rewrite this. I think you just thought, let me drop this.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Because I watched him on the Winning podcast or whatever, and obviously he likes the competitiveness about it.
Yeah.
And for me, bro, if I would have rewritten my shit.
Nah, man.
I'm not gonna lie to you. Why not?
For me, that shows you not being confident in your pen.
There ain't nothing wrong with that.
There ain't nothing wrong with that.
There ain't nothing wrong with that.
Because, bro, this is a Mount Rushmore track, and this verse that you got here wasn't his best verse on the album.
You're bugging.
It wasn't.
You don't think Getz went crazy?
Do you know? No, okay,
bro,
listen.
He had way better verses on the album. I'll let him land. Way better verses on this album.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. And if this is the Mount Rushmore track, it's got to be the pinnacle. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, it has to. Like, you called it that, bro. I didn't call it that.
Yeah. I don't think the levels in the verses are that great. Like, I don't think the levels are that crazy.
Are you talking about in the other verses or just in terms of?
I'm talking about all three.
I get what you're saying, yeah.
I don't think, what do you call it? If you say Wretch had the best verse than Kano or whatever, I don't think, like,
you're not saying Wretch is like a 9 out of 10.
Yes, you know? I'm not saying they blew each other out the water or whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say that. I still think that Wretch probably had the best verse. I think Wretch had the best verse, even though Kano went crazy.
Yeah. Then I have an unpopular opinion then. Clearly.
Okay, what do you think?
Because I'm definitely putting Wretch at the top.
Yeah.
Getting me his last verse, where he's saying something like, this ain't a last supper, it's a catering or something, ball like that.
Wretch is at the top.
Then it's Getz. Because Getz still came hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and then I'll put Kano. And Kano's not at the bottom because it's a parting. You're just going against two great artists. No. They're great. When I first heard the thing, I was like, Getz came hard. I heard it, I was like, Kano came hard. And then I heard Wretch.
Yeah, Wretch.
And I was like, you know what, yeah. I think Wretch might have this one still.
Wretch might have that one.
But they were all gassy in their own rights. And I think they've all got their own kind of style.
Yeah, I agree.
So it's like, if you're effing with the style, it's like, I can't say you're wrong if you pick either or.
I agree.
But for me, I thought Wretch just... I think he shows the levels of lyricism.
Yeah.
I think he shows that.
For me, with the Getz putting him third, it's just the fact that I kind of expect more. And he showed more, like, on other verses, like...
Yeah.
So, when I was hearing that verse, I was like, I like what you're saying, but the wordplay... There wasn't enough for me, innit? Mm. Like, I wanted more wordplay. Mm. Because Wretch wordplay, bruv.
Yeah.
Bro.
Yeah, but Wretch is that guy for me. Yeah.
But so is Getz. So and Kano. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. All that guy.
Do you know why this song didn't really move me as much? Because you compare it to something like Class of Deja on Kano's team. Now that's Getz and Kano. At a high level compared to this, do you know what I mean?
So
I think that's what I'm comparing it to.
I mean, okay.
I feel like they might not have been together recording this.
I can see that. Because actually, I don't believe that. Because the way Kano's verses end and the way Getz's one starts, it makes me feel like they were in the studio doing that.
I don't know.
Yeah. Also, we need to speak about Wretched verse real quick. Did anybody clock how he started that verse? This guy.
Yeah.
Is it, I don't like how you're not replying to my messages or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
For me.
This guy.
That's the thing. I took that as a double entendre. Well, triple entendre. Because one, his daughter's name's Sky.
Oh.
Two, Scorcher is named Skywalker.
Oh.
And then three, he's talking to the sky or whatever, like heaven, God, whoever. Do you get me?
I mean, I get why Scorcher ain't replying.
Bro, that's all domestics.
Yo, hey, that's all domestics, bro. That's all domestics. I get why you're replying, man.
That's all domestics. Yeah. Let's not talk too much on that. But I felt like I don't think anybody's clocked that.
I didn't clock that. I'ma keep it a stack. I didn't clock that.
Yeah, no. When you say that, that makes sense.
Yeah, I think he's mentioning his daughter because he even says, "But until you have a daughter, you won't understand anything."
Yeah,
That's smart, actually.
But that would then that would then like kind of lay into the Scorcher thing, though, isn't it?
That's what I'm saying. Cause the Scorcher, I don't want to say it's not been a back and forth. Cause there's not really anything to go back and forth about with that. But I feel like it was a very cheeky.
Yeah.
It was just a very cheeky. Smart way to mention that conflict.
You think did a cheeky jab?
100%. That bro, if we're talking about man that are lyricists in this thing, there's no way you're not considering that fact.
Yeah.
There's no way for me.
Is it a cheeky jab or is it just
100%? 100%. Bro, I don't know like, whatever they've been talking about or whatever, if they've been in contact. But
I think it's obviously just more him just telling the story of, you know what I mean, like his life type shit, innit?
Yeah, so that's but.
What I'm saying. I don't know if it's like a jab, like, you know, like a subliminal this type shit. Do you know what I mean? I think it's just more of him just talking his things.
I guess you could say so, innit? But I feel like he hasn't, Wretch hasn't responded since. Scorcher did that freestyle, is it on Link Up TV or whatever, where he said something about the whole situation.
What's the deal with that? Is it just that Wretch went with the baby on? Is that what happened?
can we
call out the elephant in the room?
That's essentially what it is.
Yeah.
Allegedly, that's what it is.
It's not
and
allegedly.
Is he still with her?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I don't think that's disrespectful.
Are you mad?
What? It's not lucky.
Bro.
No.
We're talking about a guy that you've been in a group with since the age of whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's gone to jail.
Yeah.
And then you've gone with his baby mum.
Is that the timeline? So when he went to jail, that's when my man
allegedly.
That I mean, that's what makes it techies, though. That's what makes it
techies. Bro, there's no way man's going with any...
But it's not like...
What?
There's no justification for this, but has anyone seen the girl? Like,
no. Bro, I'm not involved.
I just want to see, like... You know, there's always a Buffy that's got the man them tripping. You know what I mean?
Nah, but bro.
I'm not saying it's right, innit? That's what
just a quick detour. There's no way man's getting with any of my guys, ex-girls, girls, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, there's just bro code, innit?
Facts. No, there's a big fact on that one.
That, personally, man's not. Yeah, man's not on that store. Man is not on that.
But this is the thing, yeah. We don't know sometimes the conversations that certain men have with the man them, and then the conversations that girls will have with the guy. You know what I'm saying? Because come on, you've probably spoken to a ting before, yeah, and she's probably been like, "Oh, it's complicated. Like my ting's complicated."
Of course,
you hear them type of words there. When really and truly, she's got a man there.
That's fine.
No,
but I'm not doing that for any. I'm not doing that for any girl that is involved with the man them. No way.
Mm.
No way. No chance.
But you, okay, no yeah, chance. Like, fair enough, off, wait, hold on. Is it Scorchers?
Yes.
Were they dating, or?
Bro, that's his baby mama.
But were they dating?
Bro, like, what? It's his baby mama.
So, what's your
problem? Oh, no. We're not doing that. We're not doing
that. No.
Because my point is, yeah, if they were dating, fair. But if it's just
she
baby,
has his kid.
So?
Damn.
So you're okay, we're moving away from music here, but just to clarify.
But does he own her? He doesn't own her.
No, but come
because,
on.
No, wait. Because my point is, it's not like he's just breeded her and then just left her to do it. Do you know what I'm saying?
No,
it's
not that. But gee, there's no way a man speaking to a guy's baby mum, especially if they're my guy at that. There's no chance.
Yeah, it's crazy, but it's not like he's.
There's no
he's
but.
Disrespecting
what did what the fucker say? Don't get shot.
Bro, don't get fam. You can't be doing that's yeah, just mad to me. Yeah,
that's hey, shout yeah,
bro. Yeah, that's just mad to me.
I'm simply playing devil's advocate in it because at the end of the day, if they're not together, I hear it. You two got a child together. If they're not together, can't she date who she wants to date?
I guess, but bro,
is there no free reign with that? Sir?
But
she can date everyone. Date everyone except my friends.
Yes, bro. What are we talking about?
Well, yeah, let's take it back.
Bro, code.
Let's take it.
Come
back.
On, man. Let's take. But yeah, back to the music. Mm. But yeah, I thought Rich did his thing on that store.
Yeah.
But can we just talk about the whole album in particular before we leave? Cool. Let me just say this. I like the album. Yeah. However, I feel like it falls into the same issues that Conflicts of Interest had. In terms of starting off very strong. And then in the middle, it starts to sound a bit of the same.
Yeah.
Touch on the same concepts. Like, I think from, like, probably track 10 to track 14, I feel like it's just regurgitated. I'm not going to lie to you. Mm-hmm. I think it's from, like, Mine with Shaka to, let's say, probably Blessings with Muzi. I feel like them tracks there that run touches on the same subjects, just in different ways. You're just doing it over Afrobeat to trying a yard thing. Like,
I thought Getz was going to name for something.
Yeah, nah, he's not.
No.
But it's just like. Not, but yeah, I feel like.
He was repping it still.
Yeah. But I feel like it just runs into that issue. And then it ends pretty strong. But that middle run, we just don't need all of them. Mm. You could have cut that down. To one track, maybe, to be honest. Because, bro, you have all that, and then you have Street Politics, which I think is probably top two tracks on here for me. I'm not gonna lie. The storytelling on that track is
cold.
Phenomenal.
Cold.
Phenomenal.
Cold.
On what track, sorry?
Street Politics with Tiggs the Author.
Yeah.
The one where he's like detailing the guy that got shanked or whatever, the thoughts running through his mind as he's losing blood or whatever, and yeah, amazing. But yeah, I feel like we didn't need all them tracks in the middle. I'll be real.
Yeah,
I'll be real still. But yeah, I don't know what you guys thought about that.
Are you including the Nancy track in that?
No, that's before that.
Because the Lancy track for me was probably the most creative track in a way, in terms of like, well, number one, I would have never expected a Lancy and Getz song. And for them to do a back to back as well,
yeah,
it was cold still. Mm. Like, from a creative point of view, that was pretty solid. And it's kind of funny you say that, because on the Winners podcast, he kind of talked about like artists like kind of struggling to regurgitate what they've done already, you know.
Mm.
So it's interesting you say that you feel like he's done that on this thing, but I don't know. I don't think so completely. I don't think so completely, but I definitely feel like the Getz and the Lancey thing is one of my favourite tracks on there still. Like the back to back's crazy.
Okay. I think that song's whack.
You don't like Lancey? Honestly, do you listen to Lancey?
I've given him a chance a few times. It's not my style, but I've given it a chance.
Fair. I think he's my man, to be honest.
But nah, I was just like, what is this? I gave it a chance because Getz get me on Getz, but I thought, what is this? But I thought, you know what, he's trying different things. He's got track 13, he's got like a little Afrobeat thing.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give it a chance, but I was like, I just skipped it. That was the song I skipped. That was the only skip in the album for me.
That's fair. I hear that, to be fair.
Yeah.
How did you guys
feel about it?
It's an alright track in it. Like, it's not a standout for me, but I'll listen to it.
So yeah, you'll pump that, yeah? Someone gave you the aux cable and the whip. That's what you're going to play.
Okay, I'm going to be honest. Would it be like
that?
A track I draw for? Probably not.
You're going to play it, yeah?
Probably not still. There's different... I feel like there's better tracks on there for that. I feel
that's a perfect track for the
Twin Sisters. Even though I like it,
wait. I want to know what you think about Lancey. You messing with Lancey?
Okay, go through.
Talk to me.
I think he's in the same bucket as Len, where it's like, oh, it's really bad to say this, but like, I feel like they're more popular than they are rappers. Like, you know, so that guy's from in school, but everyone just likes him, so he just gets away with it. But it's funny because like I remember when these guys first came out, I thought, oh, this is just a bit of a joke, and it's like a year or two later.
No, I mean,
and I was like, wait, no, people are actually like fully like listening to them.
Nah,
especially Len. I was like, raw, okay. Nah. Like, so I thought, oh, it's just a bit of fun. I was like, oh, this is for real. However, I will say
he's not a team of
parody.
I did like him on the chorus of this song. I did like him on the chorus of this song. I think he's the worst feature on him.
I don't think Lancey is like that. Really.
My man still. But you know it is what you're saying is basically a lot of people would have said about Fugger when he first came out.
That's true. It took me a while to warm to Fugger.
But Fugger always had lifestyle. He always had that.
Yeah, but there was a lot of people that didn't fuck with it still, though.
No, but he still had it, though. Like, majority of people did, though. Went to a club, they're still playing lifestyle. Still playing with that.
Because Lancey sounds like he's got a cult following, but he's very niche.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's niche. Yeah.
Fugger's commercial.
Fugger's
lifestyle has to be pumped in any.
Yeah. But that's how I feel about that one. So he's not the worst feature on that one.
Who's the worst feature?
I think it's him. Moonchild, by far.
No! Really?
You know what it is?
He's had her on a project before? No, for real.
I feel like she's the definition of keeps getting away with it. Because I swear on my life. Because she got away with it on Mozambique, and it actually sounded...
Georgia reminds me of,
it's like a South African female Isaiah Rashad, where it's like, they're just saying things, and if it happens to sound good, it happens to sound good. They don't think they actually have any rhyme or reason to what she's saying. And I feel like this song, even more so than Mozambique, is like, what is sis even saying right now? Honestly, like... To just listen out like things like what are we even doing here? Like, I'm not gonna lie, I think she's such a fraud. I'm not gonna lie, I think she is. I honestly cannot believe her. Like, anyone, like, I feel like the chorus couldn't be any more less fitting. I'm not gonna lie to you. I think Getz more into trying to recreate that magic on Mozambique, and even though that song wasn't even sick because of her. It wasn't. Shout out to JK.
JK caught that.
She's the worst. She's worse than Lancey in this. 100%.
No, I heard that still. Ooh. That is one of the tracks that I think the first time I heard it, I was just like,
Let me find that chorus.
Second time I heard it, I was still like, I'm not really moved. Like, it didn't ever push the needle like to me, like, do you know what I mean?
Fully.
Fucking with it, but I feel like you took it all the way, you know what I'm saying? But I think her voice is it's a particular kind of voice.
Where you gotta
enjoy it. But it worked more for Mozambique.
100%.
That yeah, I agree. 100%. I agree with that. 100%. Yeah, agreed. 100%.
Yeah, no, man. I can't. Songwriting is not the one. Like, even though that's a shotty, that's a 38, that's a back, that's an op. No, it's not. I was like, what? This is not written.
This is not written.
No, sorry. Shout out to Lassie Fu, man. He's not. That's more than that, both of him. Sorry, man.
Is there a favorite then?
Favorite. I really like Sanfo. Shout out to Sanfo. I don't think he can ever disappoint me. I don't know if he's up there. I think he is.
Yeah, double standards.
I think obviously, to be honest, the Reds verse maybe.
Unknown T was pretty good as well.
Yeah, Unknown T was cold as well.
Yeah.
Blood on My Hands. There's a bar on there. I believe it's Blood on My Hands. Yeah.
Where's that splash him again?
I feel like he's talking, he took a straight at like Pearly Things in my head. That's what it sounded like. I'm trying to get the bar now. But I think it's in the third verse.
To be fair, as a side note, I think a lot of these features are kind of mid. To be fair, on this album, I will say that.
How do you guys feel about the amount of features on there?
I think it leads into why I don't think this album is that great, to be honest, because I feel like it kind of feels like he did really well with Conflict of Interest, obviously the big Warner deal, and then he's kind of like, okay, let's just go even harder, because he was so close to number one last time. I feel like it's like, okay, I'm gonna do everything I can to do that, and I feel like he's kind of sacrificed a coherent album for it, because look at some of these features, like bloody Pit Millet, Dexter Daps, Shaka.
I think he was trying new things.
In the same way he wasn't. Because
that's why he's got Lancey on there.
Because I feel like this is so similar in structure to Conflict of Interest.
Yeah. But
executed worse. I know that's the part I don't understand about Getz. Because I feel like Getz is such a good rapper. He is so good. But whether his career director is, needs to get fired. Because I feel like at this point in his career, you can't be... Track listing can't be an issue. It can't be like how many years deep. It can't be an issue for like some of these songs.
There's a lot of the English artists that.
Yeah, like, to be honest, even Pit Millet, like she's usually. I think she's a good singer, but even on this, I don't think she was that sick.
Yeah,
I think Sanford's probably the best one because Sanford just did what Sanford does.
That's literally
how takes the author as well.
Yeah, it's alright. LT Kano and Rich were good as well.
Scraps, but then again, if you listen to his album, not saying anything different.
Even the intro to that song. That intro, I was listening to that in the gym this morning, and that intro to that song was just great in my ears. But I don't know what language that babe is speaking. I was like, bro, why do you think this is.
Is it Portuguese?
I don't know why you think this is listenable, though. This isn't listenable. Is it listenable?
What song?
Twin Sisters.
What's the issue with Twin Sisters?
No, it's that whole Portuguese thing talking about. I don't really get what's going on with that. It's not
plus.
The whole Portuguese?
Yeah, you remember?
Yeah, it's like like 20.
It's a long, it's a bit, right? Isn't it? It's not even that short. Alright, cool.
I feel like even with that track, it's like he's trying to. You see when you're making tracks for the ladies, innit?
Yes. It's a
but it's
ladies.
Not
yeah.
all the way that, yeah, like, yeah. there's not, it's not that captivating.
Yeah.
Like, there's not, like, a crazy hook on there or whatever.
Because I feel like, and correct me if I'm wrong here, I feel like when you're making songs for, like, the ladies, it should be more focused on, like, melody,
agreed.
Catchy words.
Agreed.
You're trying to get deep with the lyrics and I got to figure it out.
Mm.
It's not an easier listen.
Agreed.
Yes or no?
I could be wrong.
Plus, it's not even like...
I'm trying to...
It's not a sexy song.
No.
Do you get me? Like, man's talking about, I'm imagining your face when it's down, when it's face down in the pillow. It's like...
I know my way down.
Like, yeah, and I'm like, gee.
Imagine playing that in the whip with a girl beside
you. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Drake.
Drake, she likes bars.
No, but that's not a song.
He's not.
Which you're gonna play. You're not gonna play that with a girl on a whip.
Nah. Not the average girl, no.
Yeah, nah. Unless she fucks or like.
Gets heavy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not one of them ones.
Yeah, but yeah, as to what Mike said before in terms of like, I feel like this album, like especially in the middle bit, exactly the same thing with Conflict of Interest when you go into your singing bag after Proud Family. Or was it before Proud Family? And the same thing here, it's like, bro, this album could be like at least 5 tracks short. At least.
Agreed.
At least. Because that's why I'm like, bro, we're still going. I actually can't believe it. And then we get straight back into Street Politics. Like, oh, so the album isn't over then. It's like before that. Let's say after Mine, because I'll say I think Shaka is, anyways. After Mine, innit? So you could say between Mine and Street Politics, there's a good few handful of songs you could just take out.
I'm sorry, but what were you going to say about Shaka?
Nah, let me not today. Today's not the day. We're talking about Gets.
Man. Listen, one thing I need to know,
Shaka's cold, bro.
Based on the song Double Standards, have you guys ever tried to change your name back in like primary school days?
Never.
Yeah, I'm. Because
he goes like, Kwame made him call himself Jerome or something.
I did that. So my school was very black, so I don't think anyone felt the need to. Do you know what I mean? And so this, I don't think they had never thought of it really. And also, I know some people, second school, definitely claimed different heritages that they weren't from.
Yeah,
but I think when you're Nigerian, you're just too proud of the devil. So, I think that's fantastic. Like, he should definitely do more songs like that. Like, I feel like that was like, overall, like, gets his.
He's tapped in.
Do you know what I mean? It's not just the crud and the green. Like, he's actually like, this is, do you know what I mean? I feel like he should have entertained that direction a bit more.
And again,
I think it had some of the. Was it Emil who produced this again?
I think so.
There you go. So, like, I think even when it gets into the final verse and the beat kind of breaks down and he's kind of really getting into the whole thing about someone like NHS and talking about
dying
your country, but then if you die for your postcode. I thought there were so many things he was doing so well. Like, that is the level I expect him to be at.
100%.
Yeah, but I feel like that's the thing about Guess. He starts albums off so strong. You're like, oh my gosh.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, it's going to be the one.
Yes.
And then they just, goes out. Yeah,
that's what time. I thought about Conflict of Interest.
Conflict of Interest, the first 5 songs I thought, okay, you know crazy. What? They got me on this one. This might be the one. And then after that, I was like, nah, it's not the one.
What did you sort of think about Hallelujah with Dex Adapts?
It was all right. It's one of those ones, like, I don't even remember it that well. Do it, I was like, oh shit, Dex Adapts is on this. I kind of forgot. Like, I did. I don't know. Like, I get what he's trying to do, obviously.
I like that one.
I feel like he's trying to work with a lot of artists that don't fit his style because he's very one directional in a sense, and I get that. But I don't think he needs so
much. You think he's one directional?
In terms of how he approaches songs. Like, I'm not saying that he's one direction in terms of, like, his flows and cadence, but in terms of subject matter and what he kind of taps into, for a long time I think he was, but I feel like meshing with Lancey, then meshing with Dexter, then you got Shaka, I feel like he's trying maybe too much on this album. Maybe cut it down to maybe a couple where you want to kind of try that out, but kind of keep it.
Would you say he's trying to be like Skepta? Because if Skepta was to do these collabs, I wouldn't be shocked. I wouldn't raise an eyebrow.
But I think Skepta is more versatile than Getz, though. It's not a shade on Getz, but Skepta.
Agreed.
So yeah, I think that's the problem. I think Getz is just a little bit more one directional in terms of his sound, just a bit more. I mean, I don't shade the thing. I think because even Mine, I was talking about Shaka, I think it's. That could be, I can see that being a good single for Getz. I can see that working out. But I think in the midst of all the other stuff, it's kind of like, oh, why do we have so much? Especially the singing songs.
Yeah.
Don't know why we have so much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even someone with Jay Angelo, it was like an interview. I was like, why is it even there? I can barely even hear the guy.
I don't
understand it. I just don't.
Wait, he's on that.
Yeah.
German.
But what's he doing?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know.
Because I thought it was just Getz talking.
That's what I thought as well. But he's got a whole. It says featuring Jay Angelo. I was like, I don't even know what he's saying.
Interesting.
Yeah. I don't even dislike that Afrobeats one. I just don't think it fits with the album. That's it.
Which one's the Afrobeats?
I think it's the Bedouin sign.
Yeah. Yeah,
badly. Yeah, it wasn't that bad. It wasn't that bad. Yeah, but yeah, that's me, I guess. I think just.
But do you know what it is? I rate the aspect of being experimental.
Mm-hmm.
Like, obviously, it's artistic expression and all of that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, but to be honest, I'm not mad at you guys saying that maybe 5 songs out of it, you got a proper album now. But, like, I still don't feel like. I think for me personally, the album's grown on me, like, heavy, innit? Like, at first listen, I wasn't really. Like moved, excited, like, do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But after a while now, it was like, it's cold though, like, but because I'm trying to see, because obviously you guys say it kind of falls off at the end and whatnot, but like, it's unfortunate that I think I might have to agree, because that's kind of where I zoned out, and I kind of have to, like, mm-hmm. do you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I'm not fully focused on what's going on.
Mm, yeah, agreed.
And the outro was not the one. It was not the one.
Really? I thought it was alright. I thought it was alright.
It was a good outro.
I didn't like the beat, actually. I don't think what you said was, I didn't like the beat. I did not like the beat at all.
Fair.
Yeah. Mm. That was it.
Yeah, no, I thought it was a decent ending.
Mm.
But it's just, if you zone out in the middle, you're not going to really care to.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Hear how it finishes. GM.
Are you guys letting it play in terms of how you're listening to it?
Yeah. I prefer to listen to
albums. You just need someone else to manage his track listing. Someone else just needs to do it at this point. I think that will, like, literally bring him up to, like, let's say a 6 out of 10 to an 8 out of 10. Just off the strength.
Whoever did Potter's last album together.
Yeah. I think if Getz, you give Getz like a short amount of time, I don't think Getz is a long album guy. I don't think Getz has so much to talk about that he needs over an hour. I just don't think he's that type of guy. I didn't think that way in Composition either. I don't think he is. I think he kind of gets his message out within the first 10 to 12. I do. I think he's just that type of guy.
Do you know what it is though? Because obviously, for me, and when I talk about a traditional hip hop album, it's obviously you have like your standard rap songs and then your experimental songs exploring on different
styles. Yeah, of course, yeah.
So, I think the way he's done it on this one, like with the Afro beats and like the Dexter Dap song and then the storytelling and all of that, like there's different flavors, like, and then obviously the Lancey thing. So I feel like he's still exploring the different sounds, which I feel like an album's supposed to have. That's why I feel like it's a bit harsh to say he gets it out in the first. Do you know what I mean?
I get what you're saying. I mean, in terms of, because you can be experimental and still push the narrative further in what you're trying to say without repeating yourself. You can still do that.
Where did he repeat himself?
I feel like with the singy songs, especially like the kind of for the girl songs. Could cut. I mean, there's way too many. Twin Sisters, Mine, More Than I Required, Hallelujah to an extent. That's like 4 in a row. He did the same shit last time. I was like, you had like 4 by that girl Sonya.
But yeah, I feel he did it less on conflict of interest, but it was similar in that towards the middle, it kind of slows down in terms of.
And the narrative, the album still pushed it forward, even despite that. Because obviously he's reminiscing his past, and then he kind of gets into that song with Stormzy, I think it is. Or something like that. Or Power Family, or something like that. So we're still kind of moving forward into what you're trying to say. Whereas this one, like, okay, cool, I get what you're doing with these babes. Like, do you know what I mean? And I think so. It's okay to not be that guy who makes, or not be that rapper who's smooth and can talk suave like the girls like Drake. Not everyone can do that. You don't always need that.
So what do you think his message was? Because he was obviously trying to do something
different. I honestly don't know. Compared to Conflict of Interest, that one was a lot more clear to me. I'm not even saying I need to take a message for it to be good.
Yeah.
I just think, because I know what type of artist he is, and he's too intentional for me not to feel like he's just doing it for the sake of doing it. I think that's what's more frustrating. I thought
this was so well thought out.
I think Conflict of Interest is way more thought, better thought out. Because even if you don't love the album, you can still be like, I get what he's doing with the whole kind of three eras of his life. And then I was like, okay, that's really cool. Whereas this one, I'm like, I couldn't tell you. I'm not going to lie. I could not tell you.
Yeah, in terms of how does it fit with the album.
Yeah, I have no idea. And I think it doesn't always need to be a theme, but I feel like there needs to be a narrative theme, yeah. but I think there needs to be a theme in terms of these songs fit together. And I don't think all these songs fit together. I mean, that's the problem. Mm. Yeah.
How I kind of took it was like, especially when I heard his like bar with like Mount Rushmore and he's speaking about his parents, it's just like, okay, he's no longer just giving us like grown rap, he's giving us rap that, I'm having certain conversations where people are speaking about my music and they're actually getting perceived in a certain way. Let me be mindful of that now. Mum, we weren't always broke. Dad, cool, I did see you around.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I was like, alright, that's a different... You're giving me a different frequency when I'm listening to you now. It's not just
I just thought this is a different kind of growth
I'm seeing from Getz.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, like when you said when somebody asks you what genre he makes.
Substance with it agrees.
Yeah, exactly. that was a cold bar. I was like, yeah, that's cold. That makes sense though. Because yeah, no, that definitely makes sense. But it's funny when he talks about Chingy and all of that.
So I'm not trying to jump on Lancey, but he was talking wicked on that tune. He was talking like he was about that life.
Yeah.
Is Lancey about that life? Do you?
I don't know.
In terms of believability, we don't know. So forget. We're just it's assumption.
But
believability. Do you believe he's about that? Like, did you? Like, he was listening to that. Did you believe him?
I don't really believe many guys, to be honest.
Fair enough.
But I'm not gonna lie. For me personally, I don't. But of what I've heard of Lancey, he doesn't really portray himself in that way anyway. For me, that's what I've heard anyway. I say this as not a Lancey fan like that. I'm just saying from what I've heard of him, he's not really like that.
I think, I don't know, to be honest, yeah, I would say Lance is like, let's say, an ASAP Rocky in terms of like, you wouldn't say he's about the crowd, but ASAP Rocky is still not going to be taken for an idiot.
Oh, okay, I get what you're saying.
Do you know what I'm saying?
He'll defend himself.
Yeah. Like, he would still punch a nigga up, like, do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So, that's kind of how I see Lancey in it. Like, he's not direct crud, like, you know what I mean?
Plus, he's gotten wham as well.
Yeah, he's huge. Yeah,
But yeah, no, I think to be honest, I don't know, but I feel like he might be, but not fully in it. Like, do you know what I mean? Like he would have had like a past. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting. But going back to what you're saying about this. Sounding better if it was sequenced by Porter Papers team or whatever. You might as well talk about that project. Unless you guys have final thoughts on the Yes. Yes,
I'm good. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Why are you shaking?
Because I know what you're going to say.
What am I going to say?
Say what you're saying.
I ain't saying nothing crazy, but honestly, I want to use a football reference, but it's like, it's kind of, I feel, to be honest, obviously I haven't listened to it enough, but off like the couple takes that I've listened to it, yeah, I feel like it was a bit complacent in certain ways. Because I felt like obviously he knew the year he had last year. I think with the Trench P song, if that's how, do you know what I mean? I don't think he kept the levels throughout that album, like with the Trench P song. But obviously, I think it's a mixtape. But
it is a mixtape.
It's probably going to be, with all the projects he's dropped since he's been out, like last, like, within the last 3 years or so, this probably is going to be maybe at the bottom of all of them. Because I think every other piece of body of work has just been too brazy since he's been out.
Okay.
But this one, why?
I'm listening. Glad.
Okay.
Can I be controversial a little bit?
Good.
Like, obviously, we're going to run through, like, thanks for hating all of the songs. But is it fair for us to compare past projects? Or should we like just like solely look at this project? Because I'm thinking like...
We did that with Gets.
I know we did. This is why I'm being controversial. It's a controversial bit. Because I just feel like there's always like a moment in time when people release song for that time. And I'm like, is it fair for us to compare? I'm just throwing it out there. Just kind
of
throwing it out.
Yeah, but it's also one of them ones where it's like, for me, okay, me as a consumer, like, I'm going to take in what the artist has given us for this moment in time as to where they are. And like you said, in this moment in time, but I'm still always going to compare to what they've done before, innit?
Mm.
For me, what I like about Potter is just wordplay, innit? Like, his bars and whatnot. And I don't think he was extra sharp on this one. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I felt like he was kind of, like, playing for a draw type shit. Like,
seriously?
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't... Do you know what I mean? Like, do you know what I mean?
No.
Okay.
Well, but I'm listening, though.
Okay.
So what are you saying? What's your thoughts on it?
I feel like there's a set time for music, and I feel like what he's given us now, just in terms of like the current him coming right outside now, at a pen now, he's a free man, he's in a different headspace. I feel like he's given us that in his music. He's just I'm outside, yo.
Yeah.
Thanks for hating. You was like hoping on man's downfall, and this is the type of grease man's giving us. Man's giving them pressure. Man, love me now. Thanks for hating, bro. That's what he's barking. It's like the whole song, the whole mixtape album. Man's shouting. He's just I see him outside of a microphone, just shouting.
That's
how I see it, isn't it? That's how I see it.
I feel like that's just his style of rapping.
I'm biased.
He likes to shout anyway in his rap.
Stop it.
Yes, he does. Bro, it's not even pardon, bro.
That's the way he said it.
He does, though.
Stop it.
He does. Bro, he does. Fam. Why it's like he wasn't shouting on like scenes whatever. Like,
that's what I say.
Bro, that's his style of rap. Like, he wants to make you feel what he's saying.
But he's not. Bro.
He is shouting.
There's songs where he is, but it's not like. Because in my head, when I'm hearing shouting, I'm thinking like Gas Mark 9 by Getz. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
okay.
I don't get that from. Do you know what I mean?
Really?
No.
You never second it. Come on.
I hear that. Okay. Cool.
What, you think he's shouting as well?
Yeah, I think it's like a UK Meek sometimes. I don't know.
You know what? That can land with in terms of just topic of pain and all of that, street pain.
No, I'm talking about the shouting.
There's no way.
Yeah. He shouts, bro. What? Okay, cool.
I think Trench P is shouting. To an extent, but I've never considered it shouting though. Like, I've only you guys saying that now is that
he's been shouting
that way.
Like, all the storytelling.
I've always thought he's been a very much like a project type of guy. And obviously, you might been in the studio definitely before, innit? Like singing, rapping.
No.
None of you guys do music at all.
No.
Okay.
The most I did in music was playing instruments.
Okay. I do music on the side. I could just imagine him in the studio with the pop show. Yeah. And I'm like, I know he's. You can visualize it, innit? There's no way the engineer just raised up his decibels. Nah. He did
But I'm a keeper of raw.
But I still, I feel like that. Don't that touch you, or you just hearing it like it's noisy? Is that shit noisy?
Do you know what it is, yeah? I like Potter Paper.
No, you don't.
I do. Is he my favourite rapper? I wouldn't say so.
Yeah.
However, for when I am pushed or I want to listen to my life, I will do it.
Mm.
But I feel like for me on here, it's just, if you've heard Training Day 3 for me, you've heard this before, but he's speaking about it from a different perspective. He's now He doesn't have to shot anymore. He's out in the sticks. He's able to buy people things and whatnot. For me, there's not much difference in what he's rapping about at all. And I feel like if you're Potter fan, it will work for you. For me, I listened to it. It was cool. I kept it moving. That's it.
Can't you say the same thing for Getz though?
But Getz at least is interesting. Okay, no. That's bad. I'm not saying that. Okay. It's not that Getz is.
Hey, but I tried, you know. I tried.
It's not a diss. It's not to say that Pot of Paper isn't interesting. It's just that I feel like I've heard it before. Do you get me?
I think this one.
That's
just,
it.
I think the issue with this one was just a bit. It wasn't. For one, I think he treated it like a mixtape.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't even say, because back in the day, mixtapes were supposed to be more experimental and rare to the test, but even like a mixtape, but like a mixtape in terms of it being raw and whatnot. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But like the creativity on it, there wasn't much like on here on in terms of like from the other one where you had scenes and then what's the one where he's
but that's an album though.
Yeah, exactly. But that's what I'm saying. Okay. Like those creativeness, like that creativity wasn't here in this mixtape.
Yeah, I'm not.
That's why I feel like maybe your point can land in it in terms of like it sounding the same and whatnot. What are you saying?
I don't fucking get it, bro. Wait. Lie to you guys. Oh man, like, because after the year he had last year, I was like, wow, there's something I'm missing. Like, I think he's really, you know what it is? I think he's, again, like Getz, I think he's a really good rapper. But I feel like
hold on. What are you saying about the year last year?
No, he had a good year. Okay. It wasn't my favorite album, but like, he has, I can't deny his talent. Do you know what I mean? You can't deny his talent. But this mixtape, I thought it was an album, I'm not gonna lie, but this mixtape is so forgettable. Like, I'm not gonna lie, like, do you know what? It's one of those ones where it's like, I don't think he did anything so bad. I'm like, what the fuck is this? But he didn't do anything where I'm like, oh, I need to go back to that. It's just kind of this is dead. I mean, to be honest, in terms of shouting, the one thing that stuck out was on Fakes or Waiting, when he's like, I've got two white girls shedding tons of spit. I was like, what? It didn't even line up with what he was saying before. Yeah. I was like, that's a bit weird. But apart from that, I mean,
I was fucking with that.
I'm a fan. I mean, rappers will be rappers. Cool song. I mean, the song with Anyone's All Right. Like, I think it's just very like over my head for me, man. Yeah. You're trying to be nice with it. I don't.
I was gonna do a Twitter poll
about this. It's like, do you like Clavish? Because I don't know. Clavish is one of those guys again where it's like, he always ends up like fading upwards. Like, he never does anything crazy, but he always ends up being on these big rappers' albums for whatever reason. I don't think Clavish does anything crazy.
Clavish is the type of artist, he just gives you what you need.
It's like SL if he had a work rate.
No, I'm not having that. Cause SL is miles more interesting in terms of what he's talking about.
I agree, but I feel like
it's just tonage.
Yeah.
His tone is very blasé, but that's his style. But he's got some bars in there. He does.
He's not my type of rapper, to be honest.
I like him on features. I actually don't pay Clavish, but I love him.
He's inoffensive. Like, he's just, to me, he's always just there. Even on Triple Threat, I was like, he's just there. Like, I'm not gonna lie, he's always just there to me. But yeah, this mixtape was like, I don't have much to go back on in this. At least Getz is one. It's like, you got bangers. Like,
with
this,
I like Sinaloa Cartel.
Okay.
Yeah, I just think it's like, and again, I feel like he's so repetitive in his subject matter. I think that's one. I think he's very aware though, because his songs are always so short. So I think he knows he's not one of those like 5 minutes. He's not the type of guy. He's gonna be in and out, which I do appreciate. But I just even then, I just feel like.
What about the Mars? Okay, sorry.
No, go on.
I was gonna say the Mars Malone track 3MM.
You know what? He was actually
a decent track.
That was actually a good song. Yeah, I actually like the
Mars Malone went crazy on that store. To be fair, towards the end and that. Yeah,
he, but again, he again, we're already like what 40 minutes in at that point. I'm like, bruh, like, I just don't think there's gonna be many songs that I'm gonna go back to, or even the sub. I mean, I feel like he's already kind of done this thing of like the whole thing, swaying face for hating. I get it, but like, it's just not for me.
No, that outro was strong.
Yeah, it was a strong outro.
Stronger than Getz's.
Yes.
Stronger than Getz's.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
But you know what?
That's a good song.
I think the thanks for hating came from him not being nominated for none of these awards.
Like, yeah, I get that. Yeah. Oh, that's why he has it outside of all these plaques, though. That makes sense, though.
I mean,
and it's kind of interesting. It comes that out just before the Brits as well. That's kind of sort of.
But I think my issue is with calling it that is I needed more. I needed a bit more still. Like, if this is what the title was, I needed you to be on their neck, just like I need Arsenal to smoke Sheffield 5-0 today. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want a
they ain't far, tell you that.
Well, yeah.
They ain't far.
What's
this? 3-0.
6-0.
No way.
Yeah, 21 minutes in.
Oh gosh. Anyway. What am I saying? Yeah, I feel like, bro, Potter Paper is one of them guys. If you like his style of rap, you're gonna enjoy
it. You know, if Potter Paper was from like Virginia, he was like an underground rapper, he'll be like seen as the GOAT. He'll be seen as such a good rapper. Yeah. He kind of gives you that same vibe where it's like they're gonna do the same thing, they're gonna be on the same rails, but it'll be quality. Like Baldy James. No, I'm not saying he's as good as Baldy James.
Like, even before we were talking about him having like similarities to Pusha T and that. In terms of the regurgitation,
Pusha T is like the extreme example of when you maximize one subject to the end. Like, do you know what I mean? I don't think, because I wouldn't even look at Pusha T's career and be like, anyone should be like that. I feel like because he's so,
I agree.
His lyricism is so insane, he can get away with that.
What helps Pusha T is his production as well.
And his lyricism. Lyricism is unbelievable. No, Pusha T's lyricism is unbelievable.
It is, but he changes it up with the production.
Yeah, he does. Of course.
Do you know what I mean? If the production was just okay, how many times are you going
to I agree.
It's like Nas. Like, Nas is like A1 still, but his production is just trash.
Mm. I don't know about that as a recent.
Not anymore.
Okay. I'm putting it pretty clear.
Him and his have been whipping up Magic. Bar the last one they made.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, facts.
I think the Magic 2 was mint. And the
first
last,
Magic was cold. Yeah, Magic 3 was alright.
And the last one of the, what was it called?
King's Disease.
King's Disease. Yeah, the third one was sick.
King's Disease 3. You didn't like that one?
I don't think so. I think that's the... No, actually... No, tell a lie, I liked all three of them.
Yeah, all of them were cool.
I liked all three of them. It was the magic one, that the second magic one that wasn't really
good. So that's 5 out of 6, to be fair. But, but that's the thing about Potter, like, I feel like, I think that's why Rollback and Style never stuck to me. It's like, he is just rapping. I feel like, if we're going to be just rapping, and you can't just be a guy who's just rapping, but you need everything else to kind of bring you up. And I think that's what, that's the thing, I think that's what makes Pusha T so good, is that I feel like he's very aware of what where his weaknesses lie and does what he can to kind of cover those. So it is going to be coke rats, but it's going to be crazy good lyricism, it's going to be really good beats, it's going to be decent features for the most part, and these albums are short, they're not that long. Do you know what I mean? So I think he knows exactly where to put himself, whereas I think Potter, you're giving us like 50 something minute albums and you're just going to be talking about how you used to whip it back in the day. I hear it. Yeah. But how long are we going to go on for that for? Do you know what I mean? So,
but that's the thing.
No, that's street rap.
Because I loved Training Day 3. Mm. And that was literally, I think it's like 18 traps of him just rapping his ass off in it.
It's 18 as well, but yeah.
So, yeah, like, I liked that. Mm. And then I liked Rollback and Style, probably not as much, but it done what it done, didn't it?
Yeah, but then there's fatigue after a while, right? Because obviously, then it's like, if you've heard one part of project, you've heard them all, kind of thing. You're getting to that territory now. Do you know what I mean? And I don't think it even needs to be that way. It doesn't need to be that way. I don't think you even need to drop this now. It kind of feels like B-sides to Rollback and Style. Because at least Rollback and Style, it's like, I felt like the lyricism was a lot stronger.
I was getting celebration.
It feels
this.
Like it feels
really.
Like,
why not?
Yeah.
This don't even look like it was made in the same booth.
Too fair, maybe. Yeah. So yeah, I don't know, but it's a bit of a mess for me. I don't think I'm gonna return to it.
For real?
Yeah, for real.
So wait,
yeah,
do you think so? Just in your opinions, do you think Getz's new project has more replay factor than Pot?
100%.
Yeah.
But I think 100%. I mean that's not saying much though. I mean, I do think Getz, I'll listen to double standards again. Mm. I will. I'll listen to Mount Rushmore again. I'll listen to, what's that? I'll even listen to Lancey Foo's song. I actually don't think that song's that bad. I'll listen to these more than I'd go back to the songs on Things I Hate.
Yeah.
I'm a big Getz fan. From Risky Roads times. But yeah, like Porter Papers has more replay factor. I'll play Getz's thing, but I'll definitely play Porter's thing.
For me, I still need more.
I've already played it more.
Fair. Like, even for me, when I first heard, when they came out, I even forgot about Getz. I played, went straight to Porter Paper.
Damn. Yeah, so, no, it was opposite for me.
Yeah.
So I was Porter Paper straight. And I was fucking with it, not fully like, okay, do you know what I mean? Like, I was kind of like, it felt like he was just bringing a man name in with a lot of the songs though, innit? Like, the street shit, innit? So,
even that Mozzie feature was so random, by the way. I think it was so random.
Yeah.
I don't really, but continue.
Yeah, no,
yeah, and that Millsy. Is it Millsy? Yeah. Or Millie's?
That's a curve.
Bro, yeah, Meliander, yeah, I'm cool still. Mm. But yeah, man, Potter Paper.
Yeah.
No, we can't be huffing and puffing about his project. Like, I wish I saw what happened. It is hard. No way. I'm not having this.
It's not that. Yeah. It's not crazy.
I need to listen to it more.
It's not crazy. It's not crazy.
Yeah,
it's like that. I can't.
I'm not giving my final thing. I need to listen.
I think it's solid. I can't jump from the rooftops. I'm not gonna do that. I'm not gonna force it. Mm. And his last project was better, but I still appreciate this project.
What are your songs on there that are like?
Okay, Auntie Gave Me.
Yeah.
Legal Aid. That is cold. Yeah. Up there. Upsa. I have to go with London City.
Yeah.
Then I'm gonna go literally next door. head, knees and shoulders with Clavish. Yeah. I think that's cold. The heady one's alright. I let it play.
Yeah, I let it play.
Thanks for Waiting. 7:15. Love Me How. I thought Midas Touch was cool. I thought Kid in Court was cool. I thought Rappers Will Be Rappers was cool. The Double M thing, I thought that was hard.
Yeah.
And then the outro. But with his project, honestly, I can let it play. Still, just honestly, and just enjoy it.
Mm.
Enjoy it.
Yeah, that's the next feature as well. It was called.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The outro. I thought that outro was strong. Yeah, it was very strong.
I mean, bro, if you like it.
Yeah, if you like it, I love it.
Yeah, man. But for me, bro, I'm struggling.
Yeah. Maybe Drive By. I like Drive By a bit.
I didn't even mention that one. It was alright.
Trench P, I like. That's Kid in a Court, I like.
Midas Touch.
Oh, man.
I like the hook on there.
Yeah, I just don't think there's a lot for me to... I'm so sorry. I'm really trying.
Yeah, 3MM.
Yeah, Martin's verse was good. I'll take that.
Like, when it got to My City's Not Safe, I thought that was the end, not knowing that there was another song to come.
Yeah.
So I was like...
I mean, and also having a song called Thanks For Waiting is confusing when you have a mixtape called Thanks For Waiting. I don't think that's a bit weird. I don't know. Yeah. I don't get it. It doesn't even reference it. So I don't get it.
Yeah, because you already have a mixtape.
And it comes before the title track. It's just weird, isn't it? I don't know. I just thought that was weird. Yeah, I know it's Vince Petty, but I just thought it was weird.
How I saw it, I could be wrong, but I was thinking like some of these songs he probably wrote inside before he came out.
So it was like
some parts is probably like Thanks For Waiting, Thanks For Hating. That's kind of I could be wrong.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Is there any other albums that you guys were listening to?
I feel like we're still continuing on the
bad-ish year we had last year, where I don't think anything's coming out that's like the one, do you know what I mean? I feel it's been a long time. It's been a long time since we've had an album that's been very strong. Obviously, shout out to Sampha, but we're talking hip-hop. I think we've been in a bit of a drought for a while. Obviously, I think we've had, that, but, I think we've had albums here and there.
It's a burden.
Last year we had Mick. Okay. We had Potter. But again, these, I feel like in a good year, Potter would be like top 20, not top 5. In a good year where everyone's firing on all cylinders, let's say it was like 2022. Potter would, if we went back to 2022, Potter wouldn't be.
No, Potter still is top 5.
Can you give me.
He still is.
For me, I love the album so much. Yeah,
mm-hmm. I've heard that, episodes, yeah.
That I'm willing to ask, give me another rap album, street rap album from the UK that is.
No, I'm saying from last year.
Not even probably, last year. No, history.
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 History, bro. History.
Brother.
Damn.
That's a big. I mean,
he's like that. I can follow you there.
Nah, like I F with Teflon, isn't it? Young Teflon. Mm,
yeah, but give me a project.
Survivor Story. Is that the name of even the project?
What's the project?
It's Hustle Street.
Yeah.
So what project?
I'm taking All Eyes on Me against the world. I'm taking that over that Potter project.
Yeah. And that's an EP, that's kind of harsh.
I'm taking part one, in particular.
That was an EP too, fam.
Is that the one that you did it in three parts?
No, the two-part one.
Yeah.
That one you're talking about.
Yeah, parts there.
The Blood, Swag, Tears.
But yeah, I just don't think a lot of them, there's not been a lot of good albums in a while, man. Hopefully, I think this year will be different. But I think 2023 was not the strongest year for hip-hop.
I like the Scraps album. I'm not gonna lie. Mm-hmm. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I like it still. Obviously. Even though it's repetitive for what he's delivered on there, I like.
I ain't heard that yet.
The Scraps album's called it. I'll be honest, I've never really listened to a Scraps album like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or a project in general, really.
Yeah.
And I've never been I never fully understood the Scraps. Like hype or whatever, but I text
wait. But you fuck with Nines.
That was crazy. So I don't get it.
There's differences though.
There's huge differences.
What? Wait.
Just because they got the same flow don't mean they're saying the same thing.
They ain't got the same flow.
They do have the same flow.
They don't talk about the same thing. So they don't talk about trapping. They don't talk about.
We can say that about 90% of artists.
Exactly.
In a certain genre.
You can.
A lot of the grime acts speak about the same thing. A lot of art, come on.
Because Paul,
how many people are going to speak about drugs, sex, and love? For real?
For real? I don't. Me personally, I think they're a lot similar.
Heady and Scraps. This same conversation, man.
Heady and Scraps.
Topic, not.
Yeah, but at least with Heady, he's a lot more energetic.
In terms of.
Yeah,
100%.
No, 100%. Maybe not these days, so.
Not these, but I feel like he will attack a song a lot more differently compared to Scraps.
Wouldn't you say it's just different personality?
Yeah, it's personality.
Like, Nines is like more of a comedian in his raps. Sometimes I want to laugh.
Nah, Scraps, what did he say? A man said, I look good, I said, lava, or whatever.
Scraps always sounds cool.
That's his thing.
Guy, bro.
That's his thing.
On the intro, I think at the end of the intro, he was like, I know what a girl's on by the state of her knees or something like that.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's what I was saying.
That's crazy, that dude.
I was just like,
Nines will record a video with his belly out.
Yeah. Nines. You see that though, in like the flipping, like the crop circle. What do you call it? Is it videos or film? See, he has that side to him, like.
Mm.
He's not just a gangster or whatever, like, he actually has, like, comedy, like, in his music and whatnot. But, yeah, Scraps, I feel like he's just a cool dog.
He's a cool guy.
Or whatever. But, yeah, like, I actually liked listening to his album.
Yeah, there's quite a bit still. A couple of rhythms on there still.
Yeah.
I like the motivational rap song.
Yeah.
These are being scraps, I can't lie.
The Cuban links with D Block Europe and Nines. Yeah. I did not hate Young Ads on there at all. I thought like he actually did his thing on there still.
Well, you hate Young Ads? You sound like
I feel like if you've heard one D Block Europe song, you've heard them all. Yeah. Unless we're talking about their earlier stuff, like let's say
Young Ads is someone who's just very clever. But he's actually very lyrical, very, very lyrical. He can be, but he doesn't demonstrate that.
He doesn't.
He gives the consumers what they feel they need.
Exactly. Yeah. That's why their albums do as well as they do in it. Like but I feel like
Harry's freestyles.
They've built a cult so.
Yeah, he can rap in it, but like
rap well still.
He doesn't tap into that near enough to my liking anyway. No. But yeah, I feel like they were decent on here.
I ain't never listened to that.
Nah, but you know what the thing is, so you listen to Lancey Foe over D-Block?
I heard him on a feature in Getz's album, not a feature on Scraps' album.
Okay. Yeah, no.
Come on, be for real. I'm not hearing that, bro.
D-Block Europe, I feel like they haven't really been good since Home Alone. For me, Home Alone was like the last project I sat down to listen to. I can't believe it.
You know what it is?
They've created literally like a cult family.
I know, I still can't believe it. For someone who was as talented as Young Guys was when he's come up, the fact that he's just kind of regulated himself to this is insane. To me, it's insane. Because he should have been like almost like a Dave, almost. He should have been on that level, I'm not going to lie to you. And then he is Nines of Dirt Bike, and that's
for me it's a bit different. Like obviously I grew up and I was around his older brother, shout out to Benjamin AD, and he still does music and he's like slightly more deep. I don't know if you've heard like some of his
songs.
So like seeing like Young Ads and that, I always thought he would be like his brother and go on like the conscious rap route.
He
and
was new. Yeah.
Do you get me? Mm-hmm. But he saw Benjamin AD still.
You put me onto a song a few weeks ago, Benjamin AD, and he's worked with like A2 and that.
Yeah, he's got like his own like following as well.
Oh, fine.
Well, and he's conscious, like.
Yeah. He just knew what the people needed, and he was like, "I'm gonna do that." But that doesn't mean he ain't got bars. He's got bars still.
Yeah.
Got bars. Wow. Yeah. Whatever. Proud of them though. Done well. They're independent. They had like a tour, sold out the O2, I think like 4 times.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
That's big.
They did 4 nights
at
the
O2.
That is big.
Nobody's done that.
Oh, it's done that.
Like from the rap. Yeah, no.
It's done that. So like, shout out to them, man. That's big.
Literally.
History.
Yeah, no. Big up to them. But it's just not for me.
Have you guys heard the
Tix the
Author album? Does he have an album?
Yeah, he has
enough. Because he always kills it on a feature. But I've never actually sat down for.
Is it For the Children? I forgot what it's
bro,
called.
Can we bust a window in here, please?
I'm struggling, man.
They're trying to get me to strip up in there, you know? Poor man. I can't do it.
Nah, I feel that. What's.
Jesus. Thank you, my brother. Thank you, man.
Blame It on the Utes and More Fire. That's what he dropped as well.
Appreciate it.
I think that's more of a mixtape, More Fire. More Fire too. But
you guys don't listen to Utes, do you?
Nah.
Listen to which one?
Yeet. I heard these albums actually Yeet. Good Never though. Heard. I'm gonna
Yeet, give yeah, it. I like
Yeet. You said it was good.
Yeet,
man. Fucking who was it? It was Hamza.
Okay.
American
rapper?
Yeah.
Okay,
I'm listening still.
No. But yeah. Hamza's tapped in.
Yeah.
Hamza likes.
He likes that type of stuff. He likes shit. Travis Scott. He likes shit, that shit. So, it's unsurprising.
Yeah, yeah, no.
Who does Yeet sound like?
Yeet sounds like. I'd say a more coherent Carti.
Yeah, that's fair.
I feel like.
Yeah. He's like Carti with a deep voice.
Yeah. Are you still fucking with Carti?
Yeah,
yeah, no. Carti's newest stuff, probably.
Alright, you know what? If somebody has never heard Carti, what's the first song you'd be like, I recommend you listen to that?
Number 9.
To just warm up to this sound.
Fall in Love.
Yeah, Fall in Love.
Bangor.
Fall in Love.
I'd say Number 9 by Carti.
I'll say Magnolia. Bangor.
Yeah, Magnolia.
Yeah,
That's it. He's hit and miss though.
Okay, cool. So if I don't like those two, then I should leave it.
New Tank on them. Whole Lot of Red. I like that one as well.
Yes,
that,
Sky.
Yeah, just listen to the Playboy Carti.
Fall in Love, Magnolia, New Tank.
Yeah, it's cool.
Oh, what else would I say?
Woke Up Like This.
Yeah,
Woke Up Like This.
Woke Up Like This.
Yeah, yeah. I think the Playboy.
So this is your boy, yeah.
No.
He's not your boy.
He missed me with the last two projects. That's why I wouldn't say that. But this project here.
What about the time? What about the time when he was wearing thongs?
I mean, I feel like he's still wearing thongs.
Wait, who?
He's still.
You didn't know he's wearing thongs.
Whatever.
Nah.
He's wearing mad stuff right now.
Bro, he's got his trousers down low and he's wearing thongs. What is that about?
I don't know.
What about for your boy?
I don't know. He's wearing.
Yeah, no, I don't know.
Still listening. Fall in Love.
Fall in Love.
I don't know whose man's that is, bro.
What else?
Nah, we don't judge. It's all good, man.
The Playboy
Carti
is the self-entitled project. That project is probably
That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But what else am I listening to?
Yeah, Dialit was actually decent.
So I'm not listening to that much this year, to be fair.
Bex dropped an EP.
Oh, so that's
called One Time.
I'm actually glad she's actually like consistently dropping music now. It's been a long time coming.
Yeah, man. I've been re-listening to Vultures.
Don't even.
I'm not gonna lie. That's hard. What are you thinking? You're not fucking with it.
He's got something.
I don't even care to listen to it. I don't even care to listen to it.
What is going on, man?
Wait.
Are you serious?
Is it not a musical thing, is it? Or
I just don't care to this Kanye. I just don't feel compelled to. Just don't. I'm at that point now.
Is it sonically?
Oh, not sonically. No, not that. Thomas, I haven't listened to a Kanye album since. I didn't even listen to Donda. It's been that long.
Okay.
It's been a while.
Yeah,
Donda. So it would have been.
Give this 2020?
Shots. No, does he have listened to a Kanye album in years?
I think this project is better than Donda.
You're crazy.
I was actually going to agree.
Yeah,
but you're crazy.
I think it's really good. Trust. Yeah.
Like, it's better than Donda.
Yeah.
Better than. He's got. There's. I don't think there's better songs than, let's say, what do you call it? Jesus Lord.
Well, I didn't even
Hurricane.
That's hard. Hurricane's
crazy. Hurricane is crazy.
It's crazy.
Off the grid.
Yeah.
Heaven and Hell.
I don't. What's the one with the Lauryn Hill sample? Is it Believe What You Say or whatever? I don't think there's anything to that level. But there's still great songs on here. Do you get me? But yeah, I don't think it's better than Donda. I don't think so. Mm. I'm not gonna lie.
Fair enough. Yeah. Tell me your songs that you was effing with.
Talking.
Yeah.
Keys to My Life.
Is that after new one?
Yeah. Burn.
You just skip past Hood Rat.
I like
Hood Rat.
I like it, but I feel like the whore and I can't listen to that every day. Like I can't bump that. Like
I think Back to Me is the
yeah. Back to Me.
Yeah.
Carnival.
Cold. Cold.
King. Yeah, I feel like the rapping has deteriorated seriously.
Yeah.
But in terms of the sound of it, it's still great to listen to. Do you get me?
Tops. In terms of Kanye, is it the stuff he's done outside of music that's made you just been like?
I would say so. It's not like I'm saying. I don't hold that standpoint of it. It's not even like a moral standpoint thing. Mm. It's just his antics leading up to an album just leave me so disengaged. I don't care to listen to the album.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? I think that's where I'm at with him right now. I'm just like, it's like I've been this way for a while. It's like I didn't intentionally tell myself I'm not gonna listen to a Kanye album. I just it comes, I'm like, alright, cool. Do you know what I mean? What was the album for Donda? Was it Jesus is King or something like that?
Yeah, Jesus.
God. After that, I thought
that was decent.
No, no.
I didn't feel comfortable listening to that.
That's what I'm saying. No.
I hate you.
No,
I didn't even know the songs.
I hate that shit. I thought it was decent.
Man. That shit was not good for the length it was. I think I liked the rendition of Ultralight Beam. That was it. Ever since then, I've never cared. Or when he's like, released an album and he's changed it last minute and there's like different versions of it and all that stuff. I was like, yeah, I'm not doing this. I'm not engaging in this shit game you like to do with music. I thought it was cool when he did it with Pablo and he updated it for like a couple of years.
Yeah.
But then now it's just like, you don't even know, when you listen to Kanye, you don't even know if it's going to be on streaming services in the next few months. Well, that was how I felt, especially during the Donda era.
Mm.
And I think ever since then, he's just kind of got more and more annoying. I'm just like, I just don't care. I'm not, the songs could be good, though. I haven't heard them, but I haven't even heard Hurricane. Everyone bangs on about that song, but like, Off the Grave, never heard the song, never heard it.
It's getting hard to promote Kanye now.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? So, I think it's a bit different. The streets like, oh my gosh, Kanye, he's back, but the people aren't even saying that. I feel like it's like, he's holding on to this generation. Like, we're like the last part who like really grew up loving Kanye. I think after this, once we've kind of grown up, I think that's it. I don't know if the kids are listening to Kanye like that.
I think they are. Oh, they are.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. He's got them.
Because
obviously, he's kids,
isn't it?
He's got.
Mm. I did see the preview for that Freddie Gibbs song, and that chorus was dreadful. Golly.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Freddie Gibbs sounded fantastic, though, but I was like, this is bad, man.
Yeah.
This is bad. So, yeah, I don't feel pressure to listen to this album, not even a little bit. So, that's what I'm like, man.
Okay.
I'm
just trying to see what else. Erica DeCassier dropped an album. Good still.
I haven't heard good things, unfortunately.
Yeah.
She's a singer. I think she's like French or something. Or Spanish or something.
Is she
speaking in English or?
Yeah.
H.O.P. dropping Only the House, Volume 1. Yeah, I still think it's not that great, to be honest.
So 2024, picking up where 2023 left off.
It's unfortunate.
I feel like we need a big injection of just like strong. I'm saying this as a Sim fan. Even Drop 7 wasn't that for us, you know what I mean? So,
that wasn't it, man.
Yeah, we're in a drought, man.
That wasn't even hip hop anyway, so it's not.
I told the sounds were sick. I liked Fever, I'm not gonna lie. Fever was a summer banger, but like, we're in a drought right now. It's been a bad year and a half, man.
I'm excited to see what comes out later in the year.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But we'll see how I feel about Schoolboy on the Saturdays, but that's it really. That's all, man.
There's not much that's got my attention.
And is it Rico Nasty dropping a debut? No, it's not Rico Nasty, Tierra Whack. Looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Soon comes.
I forgot that.
That should be interesting as well.
Yeah, man.
So, I wanna slip this one in here. It's not fully like hip hop, but she is like grime. Shy Carter, she like
had a yes, I
big
like
song
her.
Last year called Buster.
Yes,
she's right. Released something recently Buster called Like Magic.
Rhythm.
Have you heard Like Magic?
I haven't heard the new one, but like Buster Magic is my tune.
What are you saying?
Hey, talk to me, man. What's going on, man?
You don't like her.
What is going on?
Oh, you don't like her. You don't like her.
I know. I never said that. I just don't think she warrants the hype that she got off Buster. I mean, Buster, you know what it is? That actually warms up to the song. It's a banger. But like, yeah, I feel like she has better songs.
That song's not
she right. does. I went back to her catalog. I was like, wait, this is a song people are bigging up. Whereas her other songs are better. Her freestyles are better.
That one's the relatability.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I'll flow it.
I like it's quite unique. It's quite unique, but it does need a bit of time because sometimes it's like you're just a bit off beat, a little bit. Like, I don't like that.
That's why.
Yeah,
that's why.
And look what happens to Blueface. They don't last long, man. You need to be off beat. But
Blueface,
he's got his own.
I know it's weird. That's a whole other thing, bro. But like, no, I think she's talented. I think we just need to wait. It's like any. We just need to let it marinate. Let it marinate first. Because we all did it with Annie's first song. You're not telling me she was the one.
I felt like people try boxing Annie.
Yeah, she does, but she's. I think when Annie started out, everyone thought Annie was gonna be this. But I was like, no, like she's new. Let her. Because she's only still quite a few years into her career. I think same with Shai. Shai's like what, 19, 20? I
mean, she's super young.
So
she is.
That's crazy. Yeah, let her. But I think she's very interesting. She's very interesting. Mm. But yeah, I think the pen needs a bit of work. I like her throw a lot. I think just the pen needs a bit of work.
I've got my 5, by the way.
What 5? if anybody hasn't got any other
last one, Leo, stay true.
Leo, who's that? Who's that? Wait, Leo, stay true.
You must have heard his thing before.
That's not bad, actually.
Yeah, it's not bad. He's still like, he's doing his thing. Two of my things in the same place, somebody save me, please. Book to the mall, but it ain't just me. Came with a plus one, no AP key. She offered Dan the...
Okay.
Let me call you. Let me call you back, please.
That's not bad. Okay.
I'm live on the pod.
But yeah. If that's it.
That's it. Still for me. That's it. Still.
Playlist.
Playlist.
Can watch second half
because
I want 8. I think I'm adding motivational speakers. Is that the song? Off the scraps team. Motivational speakers, that's the song. If you got 2 songs that you want to add to the playlist.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What, any 2 songs?
Yeah.
Any.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
world.
The playlist is called Drake Could Never, so.
Oh, okay, cool.
We'll change that name to see.
I ain't on Spotify, this shit, whatever. I'll give it some.
Alright, cool. I'm gonna add Death Proof by Mindy. Love Mindy. Stop Asking Me for Shit by Victoria Monet. That's my 2.
Okay, wait.
Death Proof. My R&B bag, man.
Lastly, how was the Nick Jenkins
film? Bango. Absolutely fire. Cold. He's fantastic. Such a good. He had his wife.
I'm ready for
him. Like, he's proper, like, he's a proper artist. Like, you can tell he cares. Like, yeah, he had a proper intimate show. I think maybe a bit too small for how big he is. Emil came through, was quite cool. Yeah. DJ Semtex came through as well. Yeah, it was a good performance, man. He didn't really like let the beat or the backing vocals do much for him. He was just going in the whole time. Like, he went for like a good hour and a half, quite a while.
He didn't finish until like after 10:30.
Yeah.
He went for a while.
He was. He basically did his whole discography almost like something. He did a lot of songs, man. And it was good, man. He even did like the one he did for his Cutter show. As well, that song was one of my favorite Mick Jenkins songs as well. Or that one I to do. Yeah, he was good.
Yeah,
I wish he brought someone out. I thought he was gonna bring out Freddie for a little bit. I thought he was gonna bring out like a no name or Jim. It wasn't gonna happen, bro. But it was nice, man. It was nice. Yeah, man. I mean, he's one of those artists. He don't come down here often, so you gotta see him when you can. Do you know what I mean? He's one of those artists. But yeah, no, I'm glad to see him. Seen him. My first time as well.
I'm adding Stylish in there as well.
Mm.
Wait, he's...
That was the song Get.
Okay. I'm sorry. What year done?
I mean, I didn't hear me. Song's called Became.
Okay, and then what's your other one?
I need something more funky. What's that song with fucking Teflon and Chrissy's name? Yeah. Let me get Young Teflon Body Language.
I think that's already on there, you know.
Tinted, I'm cool with the one still.
No, we need another one. We do. We need another one. Right, another
give one. Me, I'm going to do Young Tef, Triple R.
We already got that.
I like you, James. I like you. All right, let me go back to the line. We think about this for real, for real.
Okay.
I will definitely do this. Sexy Red, Rich Baby Daddy.
That's already on there.
It's all dead.
That's already on there.
Yeah, I heard that. With Mike's air course is going
to be. All right.
I heard that outside.
Float Millie.
Yeah, it's a banger.
Float Millie, Never Lose Me.
I already
have that. Yeah, banger. Trust me.
He's already got that one.
Bro, man's... Well, listen, I'm a Float Millie fan. Like, I like Float Millie still.
I like Float Millie every time.
All right. You won't know this one. Usher Ruin.
I don't know.
Just let it play. It's a good one.
Okay. I'll add Excuse Me by Bex and Joe James, and then 30 Day Run by Larry June.
Damn, shout out to Larry June.
Yeah, man. Okay, cool. Okay, cool.
That's so ski.
Yeah, man. Yeah. This has been great. Very, very interesting opinions.
Good one, yeah.
But yeah, it makes for a great one still.
Love you, man. Thank
you. Yeah, man.
Give your socials.
Yeah, man.
Alright, cool. Just Top Sadiq. There ain't nothing else. Go and hit up Tops' turntable. Just came out a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Episode 1 out now. My new interview series. Check that out. Episode 2 coming out this week. So yeah, stay tuned.
Big up. D6ish, DEESIXISH. Check me out. Also got my podcast, DTM London.
Yes,
that's DTM LDN. So hit me up, guys.
Oh, let's go, man. Yeah, go like, share, subscribe. You know what I mean?
Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
Trust.
Always good coming in, man.
Yeah.